This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't care how meek and submissive you may be. If you are trained by the right person, you can become a warrior. Now, everybody can't be a Spartan. Let's just be honest about it. Everybody can't be a Spartan. But you give me the average guy, and I can make an absolute warrior out of him. I'm talking about a person who can hold his own against 95% of the world. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. See, let me explain something to you folks that are conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You get tougher every single day. And this has been happening for, depending on how old you are, a decade or two. At least a decade, if you're listening to this program. You've been training. Because you've been fighting against the left for decades. It may be you finally noticed it in your paycheck. Or, I mean, I don't know what your issue was, but you finally noticed something. Something woke you up. Maybe it was abortion. Maybe it was an immigration issue. Maybe it was some foreign policy issue. You just got tired of America being denigrated all the time and looked down upon, and you weren't used to that. But whatever it was, once you noticed it, you started digging deeper. You started paying attention. And you started honing your skills. And here's why I talk about the fight. You talk to people and found people like myself that agreed with you. That said, wait a minute, we do have sovereign borders. Wait a minute, abortion is genocide. It is killing of human life. And on and on. You found a rationalization and a logical point on which to base your conclusion. But you didn't run from the other side. Other people, it's a woman's right to choose. I'm just using abortion. It's a woman's right to choose. Okay, fine. You know, you didn't run from that. You said, okay, if it's her right to choose, as I did, this is the conclusion I came to. If it's about her body, then I'd like to see her sell her liver, a piece of her liver. It'll grow back. Why don't she go on eBay and say, if I'm a match to you, you pay me $50,000, you can have my liver. And she can't. And I've given many, many other, you know, factors that make people understand it's not about a woman's right to choose. It's about a woman's right and the left's right to want to kill minority kids and kids that they deem irredeemable because they say these are the kids that are going to grow up to be criminals. And we can have that discussion, too, because I actually agree with you that the likelihood of a kid born out of wedlock in a poor, you know, to a poor person of whatever color is already got a bad chance for life. Okay, I'll give you that. But what I'll also say in argument against it is, I fit the description and I made it. Why can't we give that child a chance? Why can't we change the dynamics that make that a possibility? Why can't we change that and make it a possibility that child grows up to have just as good a chance as anybody else? Maybe get him a daddy or something. But anyway, my point is, we are willing to get into the fight and discuss it and have them push back other views. And that is what has made us absolutely strong. We are bulletproof in our, you know, the suppositions, in our theories, in the things that we propose. Everything. We're bulletproof because it's been honed. Democrats, on the other hand, have not fought at all. They've come through a system that says, think this way. They put you in an environment, I call it the cocoon of ignorance, and so you don't have to think. The only thing you have to do is toe the party line, and if you do that, then you're fine. If you do that, then guess what? You're going to get promoted. You're going to get, you know, all the goodies come to you until you confront somebody who can fight, a conservative. And it used to be there were only a handful of us, people willing to get into the fight. Because here's the problem with conservatism and being a fighter. As a fighter, you're told, don't fight. Fight only under the right circumstances. So somebody says something stupid to you, and you don't pick a fight. And part of it is your training says, I know I'm tougher than you, so I'll just let you get away with your little thought. It's like me. I'm a trained fighter. For the most part, if somebody bothers me, I'm like, okay, great, no problem. Look, you're right, yeah, okay. Because we're as a trained fighter, I'm taught to placate. I don't want to fight because for me, fighting is me, and I'm going to fight you to the death. So I'm not going to just engage because you piss me off or you upset me a little bit or you have some lunacy idea. I'm just going to go, okay, no problem. No problem. Boom, walk away. We're taught to walk away. Okay? You've been taught to walk away. Now, I get it. I'm not going to fight somebody over the last thing in a grocery store. Have it. I'll come back another day. But here's the deal. These things that we've been losing over the last few decades have meant that we now are fighting for life and death. Now, the thing that bugs me, just so we're clear, like I was listening to Judge Jeanine, and she says, oh, we're going to lose this country. We're dangerously close to losing the country. And I say, I don't want to be an alarmist. I don't believe that. There was a time when I sort of bought into that idea. Oh, man, liberalism is this, that, and the other. I don't believe that. I think we are far too strong to lose this country. I believe God puts his grace on this country, and there is no way we will lose it. Sometimes we have to have tough lessons, like Barack Obama was a tough lesson. The last decade was a tough lesson. But the other thing swings back the other way, like with AOC and Tlaib and Omar and these squad that make us recognize how tough we can be. I watched videos over the weekend of Antifa getting their butt kicked. Big Americans carrying flags, putting those flags down and knocking these suckers out. I mean, just the most beautiful punches in the world. Very well thrown. And Antifa getting shocked that we fought back and kicked their butts. That proves to me that America is always at the undersurface, percolating. It's ready to go. And because we are so honed and ready to fight and prepared to fight, the minute the fight begins, it's game on. So I want you to understand this. America is not ready to go to the left. If the left has put a little small layer over the surface of us for the time being. But the minute we want to take it back, we can take it back. And let me tell you something, folks, those listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You are in the midst of a takeover, a take back. We are finally taking this country back, and the liberals can't handle it. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As I said earlier, Democrats haven't fought at all. They had a passive takeover, mostly because of academia, a passive takeover of the ideology of America. That takeover didn't strengthen any of their ideas, and in fact, my claim is it made them weak. It made them incestuous. They bred the same ideas, the same crazy. And what did it come up with? It came up with the distorted views of people like AOC and Omar, people who hate this country, people who are representatives of Americans, but they're actually representing foreigners. They don't even understand their real job here. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So the only defense that they know of on the left is to cry racism. That's all. It does. Donald Trump is racist. I cannot tell you how many memes I've seen about it, how racist he is. You, as a follower of Trump, you are also equally racist. You've seen this, right? So you know you're not. I mean, and you finally gotten to the point where you laugh. Hopefully you're chuckling at the notion of it. But here's what I want to say about this. This incessant call of racism has finally hit the end of the internet. It finally reached the end of the road. Nobody cares. Somebody, Donald Trump signed, as I said, the First Step Act and the Second Chance Act, which frees blacks, gets them out of prison, and gets them real jobs, working with industry to say, look, we're no longer going to be looking at people's criminal past and jobs. We want to get these people back into the mainstream. They made mistakes, and if they don't make any more, they're good to go. So, which is going to disproportionately benefit blacks. That's resonating in the black community, just so you know. I played clips of black people. I played a clip the other day of a black lady. I wish you could see the video. It's not like this lady is on Wall Street. She's a felon. And she came out and said, Donald Trump is the man. And there are many blacks that believe it, that know it, etc. She's a felon. And she's saying this about Trump. Trust me when I tell you, other people are saying it too. So here's what I'm trying to get to. You are finally at a point where racism is being discussed in America. And even people on the left are going, come on. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. That's why every time people tell me, they send me notes, Kevin, they call blah, 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 race. I go, good. Every time I get those notes, I go, good. And they ask me, what are you talking about? I go, it's good. It's good that they keep using it. They've overworked it. Overworked it. When Donald Trump made the comment about these women saying, if you don't like America, leave. Let me tell you something, folks. That is the average American sentiment about anybody that comes here and does not embrace what we've given to them. And you want to know why we can say that? Because we are well-traveled. We know the world. We've seen the world. I certainly have. And I'll tell you, there's nowhere I want to go. But if for some reason the United States had a problem and I had to go somewhere, I would be the best citizen of my new country you could possibly have. Because if something chases me out of the United States, then I'm definitely going to be thankful for where I land. That is the sentiment across any land. See, that is a universal feeling. If somebody brought me as a child into their home, and then all I did was criticize, man, y'all got this old sorry house, and man, y'all this old sorry food, and y'all are racist and oppressive and all this, it would finally say, well, you know what? You can go find a new home. Let me tell you something about people who get adopted. See, because I know a little bit about this, having gotten over 1,000 kids adopted in a decade. When you get a child, their forever family, let me tell you, they may have problems because the children have latent issues created by leftists. See, leftists are the people that have abandoned these kids, that have abused these kids in ways you don't even want to know. And then there's a family that steps up and takes them. So they have to deal, that family, that new family, has to deal with the residual effects of leftism in those children. And sometimes it's very difficult to deal with. But when they stick it through, when that family shows that kid, you can destroy your room or whatever. That's your room. You destroyed it. I'm not replacing anything. But you now have a roof over your head. When they give them food and they hoard it and they have it in their closets and it, you know, spoils or whatever because these kids are not used to having food, the family just goes, hey, I understand, but there's food in the refrigerator. It's better if you eat it in there, okay? It's, well, there are roaches in my room. I told you, don't bring food into your room and there won't be roaches in your room. You know, things like this. And when the family just, it finally gets them to understand that they are part of a family, you want to know what those kids do? They thank their lucky stars. Talk to a kid who has emancipated out of foster care, never found a family, and you will talk to a person whose soul is just a little bit hurt. It's weakened because they feel like nobody wanted them. Talk to a kid who got a forever family. No matter what they went through, they are so grateful for that family. And they don't talk about it. They don't talk negatively. They say, you know what? My parents weren't perfect, but they gave me as much of a perfect life as I could possibly have. So what I'm getting at, people, is this is a universal feeling that people have when they are put out of a bad situation and into a better situation. And there is not a person who has come into America who can say with any credulity that they left something better. If you came here, you left something worse, And you are now part of the best. And if you can't make it, it isn't America's fault. And let me explain. This is not just Americans talking about this. This is every country in the world. If you squander America, I don't care whether you're from Britain, France, or you're from some third world crap hole. Everybody in the world knows you did it. America did not let you down. And this is why I love that Donald Trump picks these fights. Donald Trump gets it. He makes people understand that, you know, this racism thing and all these other things that people are talking about with America, that's just nonsense. Every time one of these race, these leftist clowns cries racism, we are winning. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the lies of the left, and so are the majority of Americans. And I'm not just talking about us. I'm not just talking about conservatives. Democrats are finally getting sick of their own party whining incessantly about something that they aren't getting. They're tired of it. I'll give an example. I use the term quite often of, you know, shut up and grow a pair. And I was looking at an article, and we'll get into it here in a bit, that says, well, you're not going to be able to use certain terminology, you know, man this, man that, woman this. And I thought, when is grow a pair going to get outlawed? Right? Because it essentially signifies grow a pair, become a man, man up. You know, you've heard the term man up. When are terms like that going to finally, people go, you can't say that anymore? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll say it as long as I live. But you understand what I'm talking about. Again, leftism creeping into everything that we do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Esper is the nation's new defense secretary. He was easily confirmed by the Senate today in a 90-8 vote. Esper is an Army vet and was secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. He's the first Senate-confirmed defense chief since Secretary Mattis resigned late last year. Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Trump brings up AOC and the so-called squad.
The Democrats, I guess, are forced to embrace her, and I call it AOC plus three. Okay, AOC. AOC. Not that AOC is a bargain, because she's not. I mean, she's no bargain. Look, I mean, we'll go into it at some point. I'll tell you all about AOC. I got more on AOC.
Those comments come as video is surfacing of one member of that squad, Democratic Congresswoman from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, being dragged out of a Trump event for disrupting it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They called you a son of a man. Said degraded me, afraid of me, and I'm not crying. No, I'm not. I'm standing right in front of you. If you know how you made me feel yesterday, if you know how you made
back
my daughter feel.
Back off before I call the police.
Call the police right now. Because
back
they
off.
Are looking for you.
I already talked to them.
It's okay. I am so happy that you're here. And I'm happy that everybody needs to see this man that did this to me. And he thinks that he gets a 5 minutes of fame. You think that you're going to come up when you see police, when you see SB 46, you think you're going to come up here and get a spotlight? No, you're not. The only spot that you're going to get is everybody needs to see the man that did this to a woman that's 9 months pregnant.
Are you a state legislator?
Nobody is here for you.
Are you a state legislator?
I'm going to tell you up front. This is old news. Erica Thomas is so last week. But let me explain something to you. What she did is timeless. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You have a black woman who decides she's going to pull the race card. Why? Because she did something wrong. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, this is what happens when the social justice agenda transforms itself not only from academia, what I call whackademia, but to your everyday life. You white folks listening to this program, you know in your heart of hearts you are afraid to confront black people for anything, not because they don't do crap wrong, but because you don't want to deal with the repercussions of having to be called a racist. What did this man do? Well, he explains it. He says, I'm in the grocery store. I'm getting a couple of items. I'm going through the express lane, 10 items or less. Here's this woman with 20 items. And at first I was going to keep my mouth shut, but then I decided, you know what? I'm sick of this. Now let me ask you something. Have you been in this situation? Why did the grocery stores establish this? For convenience. Somebody looked at how the flow went at a store and said, you know what? There are people that are just running in and out to get something quickly. That's why they have that one, you can go do the work yourself where you check yourself out. But they just wanted to do something. They said, let's look at how things work. There are people that come here to shop. They got to get a bunch of items. Okay, we'll have multiple checkers, but they're going to have to wait. You just darting in and out for something? Boom, we want your business too. We want you to not have to wait behind somebody that's got $500 worth of groceries. So they make an express line. They tell you this many items. How many times have you seen people take advantage of it? How many times have you wanted to comment? If you're like me, you do. You comment. You say, come on, man. You got 40 items in there. Get your butt over there. That's not express. Or you tell the clerk, the checkout person, really? That's just what people do. That has nothing to do with color. It has to do with common courtesy. It has to do with people respecting the rules. But you can always find the leftists because they don't respect the rules. You know what I find myself doing when I go to the express lane? I know y'all think I'm kidding, but I will count. And if it's Express Line, it's 15 items, and I've got two of the same items, and I'm at 16, I go ahead and do that because I look at two items is the same. But I don't get into 35 items and try to go through the Express. I go into the regular checkout. The only time I do it is if the Express checker, you know, whatever her name, you know, her thing is, title, she says, I can get you over here. Okay, great. So anyway, that's what this guy does. And here's how he explained it.
Can you tell us on camera what happened?
I walked into Publix, bought my three items. There were three checkout lanes. One was an Express. The other two were empty. I kept my tongue shut. I walked and paid for my items in one of the empty lanes. This lady, I noticed, had about 20 items on her on the conveyor. Okay? I walked up to the two customer service associates from Publix, asked them what can be done in a nice manner. They said, corporate policy, we can't do anything, but you as a customer can say something. I took a step outside the store, thought about it, turned around, walked up to Miss Thomas, and said, ma'am, not to be rude, my exact first words, pointing at the sign, which shows it on the surveillance camera, which I've seen already, pointing at the sign, 10 items or less, she berates me after that. I don't remember exactly what she said, but on camera she approached me, came towards me as I took a couple steps back. She said a few words. I do not recall exactly what those words were. I said, you're selfish. She did mention she's 9 months pregnant. I said, it doesn't matter in this case. There's no point on this case. There's two empty lines. You don't need to be in the express lane. Then I stated, you said a few words. I stated, well, you're selfish little B-I-T-C-H. I did say that. That's all I said after that, and I walked out of Publix. Her words, stating on Twitter and her video, stating I told her she needs to go back where she came from, are untrue. I am Cuban. I am not white.
So, you heard his explanation. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, which is reasonable. Hers, that he told her, go back. You know, I mean, here's a black Georgia lawmaker who is accusing a man of pulling a race card on her and telling her to go back, and she's making legislation for all, right? Do you think she gives a crap about white people? If she will lie blatantly about what she did, which is have way too many items in the checkout and make it racial, what else will she do? See, this is why this is such an important subject. And why do I believe the white Democrat, who, by the way, is a Cuban? Why do I believe him? Because I know what black folks do today. I know how they try to make people, white folks, off-put by pulling the race card where it doesn't belong. Explain to me. I dare any leftist to call this show 844-551-8255 and explain to me where race had anything to do with this. That man would have called out anybody doing that, and leftists know it. And what they also know is that these black leftists, these trained chimpanzees and trained seals, I know because that'll make white folks feel a little bit better. Kevin's calling black people monkeys. It's an insult to chimpanzees to call a leftist a chimpanzee. But these trained seals or whatever animal you want to make them, have made racism their immediate battle cry. And you know what? America's sick of it. America's going, wait a minute, that had nothing to do with race. Zero. And that's why this story is important. Because what I'm saying to you white folks listening to this program, and everybody else as well, you non-black folks, and of course black conservatives, you already know this. Every time something comes up, what are leftists going to do? They're going to accuse you of being a racist. And you got to do what this guy did. You have to stand up and say, this has nothing to do with race. In fact, we are of the same party. Now, let me ask you a question. How many Democrats, why should you be talking about this? How many Democrats need to see what will happen to them in regular life when they confront reality? The truth, when they say to somebody, hey, you're breaking the rules, and some black legislator who's supposed, they're on the same side, right, goes, you racist, why are you calling me out for breaking the rules? I'm black, I can break the rules, I got melanin in my skin, and you don't. What do you think happened to that Democrat? What do you think this man is thinking right now about his party? A party who has accused him of racism. What do you think he's thinking? What do you think other Democrats are thinking when they're confronted with the reality of this situation? Anyway, Erica Thomas tried to do some damage control. Here's what she said.
He said, go back, you know, or I don't want to say, he said, go back to your country or go back to where he came from. But he was making those types of references is what I remember.
Yeah, that's how I remember it. By the way, her mantra, when women lead, we all succeed. Let me tell you something about women leadership on the left. There is no such thing. You want to show me leadership on the right? A woman on the right, she's a leader. She understands all the nuances of feminism. She understands the nuance of race and culture and all that. She understands it. There are no female leaders on the left. You want to give me Hillary Clinton? You want to give me Nancy Pelosi? I give you buffoons. I give you clowns. Erica, this girl, whatever her name is, what was her name? Erica Thomas? That girl is a clown. She should not be allowed in leadership. She is a lying scumbag, is what she is. And social media went after her. The doctor said this. I'm reminded of another story. What was that guy's name? Oh, yeah, Jussie Smollett. That was the first thing I thought when I saw this story. I said, this chick is just lying through her teeth. He's a Trump supporter, and he wore a KKK hat and a MAGA shirt, and he poured bleach on me and put a noose around my neck. He says, one thing that's obvious is Erica Thomas can't tell whites and Cubans apart. The guy she says that told her to go back home is a Democrat voting immigrant from Cuba. Another guy said she's someone who can't follow the rules and cries racism when someone calls her out for it. She seems like an entitled, and I won't say the word. I'm going to take a short break. We'll be right back and listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is a moment in time. We all know what happened this week, and other than Charlottesville, it was the bottom of the Trump presidency. Scary times. Really scary times, how you slice it. I didn't sleep several nights this week, and I wanted to get people who know Trump, friends, ex-friends, business, to really talk very, very kind of like raw about where we're going. How bad can it go? How much of this is something that we should be terrified about, semi-terrified about?
That was Donnie Deutsch trying to make a big deal out of the Donald Trump comments about Americanism versus anti-Americanism. The Democrats think they're going to milk that. Good luck. Good luck. It isn't going to work. Hey, let me give you some bad news for the Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com. Donnie Deutsch and the left want to present Trump as a racist. Oh, outside of Charlottesville and this and that. And let me tell you something. I'm going to ease your mind. I'm going to assuage you and let you understand black folks do not see Donald Trump as racist. Let me be very clear about this. Now, there are a handful of blacks that get fed what they just are told to understand. There's a handful of them the same way college kids believe what they're told, and we'll get into that in the next hour. But let me tell you, a huge number of blacks understand Donald Trump is not racist. Racists don't meet with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and try to get rap stars free in Sweden or wherever in Scandinavia. They don't release black women on drug charges and get their sentences reduced. They don't pass the First Step Act and the Second Chance Act that's going to disproportionately help black people. That's not what racists do. So the more that the media tries to portray Donald Trump as a racist, the better for us. They lose their base. And now we played a clip of a black lady who said Donald Trump doesn't need the black vote. She's exactly right. Donald Trump, if every black in America did not vote for Donald Trump, it wouldn't be a problem as long as they didn't come out and vote in mass. So let me explain something to you, what I'm talking about here. There's nobody on the Republican side, not Kamala Harris, not Cory Booker, not Elizabeth Warren, not Joe Biden, not Bernie Sanders, none of them, who black people give a care about. Are they going to have some knee-jerk blacks that vote Democrat? Absolutely they will. But they don't care about them. So you're not going to get some mass appeal like what happened in 2008 with Baby Black Jesus. It's over. That ship has sailed. But Donald Trump doesn't need the black vote. If all of the black vote that is going to vote goes for the Democrats, Donald Trump will still beat them in the next election. And that's what that black chick was saying earlier, that lady that got released from prison that I played her clip the other day. She says the same thing. She says when Donald Trump says he's going to help blacks, it's because he wants to help blacks and help America at large. But here's what I will tell you. The black vote not voting for the Democrats hurts them. Every vote that Donald Trump takes from the Democrats that is a black vote destroys them. It's not Donald Trump needs the vote. It's a negative two, not a negative one. If a black person does not vote for a Democrat, it's not a negative one. It's a negative two. Because the Democrats need the blacks to come out in mass, number one, and they certainly don't need them voting for Donald Trump. So what I'm telling you folks is, and this isn't one of these Romney deals where statistically Romney should be president. Donald Trump is winning over the black vote. The more they keep lying to the black community, thinking that we are a bunch of saps, a bunch of suckers, the worse it is for the Democrats. Now let me give you some numbers. Democrats in their own backyard. This is a Trending Politics article. The president outfundraised almost all the Democrats in a Democrat-controlled enclave. So here's what they says. Here's what they say is, this may come as a surprise to the president, the national media, and more than a few Californians, but there are plenty of Trump supporters in the resistance state, too. Since the beginning of the year, they've been spending a lot of money to keep the president in the White House. New campaign finance statistics show that the president raised $3.2 million more from California, from the California donor class, than all of his Democratic challengers except two. Not only that, but the Trump campaign collected more from itemized small donors, those who gave increments of less than $100 at a time, than anyone else in the field. The president bested even Democratic contender Bernie Sanders in the small donor sweepstakes. So let me explain to you why the small donors are a big deal, because I'm talking to candidates that are working around the country and they're calling me asking for advice and blah, blah, blah. And I told them, you got to have that base of support. You got to have, you know, 50,000, 100,000 people giving you $5, even if it's a buck. You got to be able to show you can rally the people. What Donald Trump is proving with these small donations, and this is a big deal. This is why Bernie Sanders was a real threat to Hillary Clinton and why they had to take him out, is because Bernie could get the small dollars. And the small dollars are the little people. See, when you're Hillary Clinton and you're crooked and you say, look, you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours, you can get somebody to give you $1 million, a couple million dollars. But that doesn't get you the votes. But if you raise, so in other words, if you find one donor that gives you $1 million, or you find 10,000 donors that give you $1 million, the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, doesn't matter which one, would much rather have the person who can raise $1 million with 10,000 folks than they do somebody that can, or even 100,000 if it's average of, because like the average donation may be $20. So if you have 50,000 people to give you $20 versus somebody that gives you $1 million, let me tell you, you're golden. You can write your ticket. And what this is saying is, even in an enclave like California, there are so many Trump supporters willing to donate these small dollars. That is true across the country. Let me give you, I don't even know how much I want to share, because some of this is inside baseball. Meaning, I know what's happening with Donald Trump, but let me go on here a little bit more. Here's what they said. But it's not all pixie dust for Trump in California. 89% of all itemized presidential campaign donations from Californians went to contenders out to defeat him. So while they see that as a negative, I love that statistic. See, all these other people are soaking up the money from other candidates. So Kamala Harris is from California. Swalwell's out, but he's from California. Yang from California. I don't know how their fundraising is going, but I'm just giving you the Californians. Joe Biden, you know he's sucking some money out of California. Elizabeth Warren, and on and on. So all this big money that's going against Donald Trump for all these other candidates is being sprinkled about. Donald Trump's money is going to Donald Trump. That's it. They said, since the beginning of the 2020 election cycle, which the president officially kicked off a few hours after his inauguration in 2017, California Trump supporters have showered $7.2 million in itemized contributions to the president. The FEC publishes data on contributions made by any supporter who's given at least $200 in a single year. These are the known itemized contributions. More than $3 million has come in since the beginning of the year. Now, I want you to understand, he declared for the presidency right after he got elected. Smart move. And you can go read an article we wrote about that. That was brilliant. No other person had ever done that. It just goes to show you how big of a thinker Trump is. Because it guaranteed him equal media and all kinds of stuff. Not that he needs it. But anyway, so he said that was right after 2017. It was technically 2016. And he's raised $7.2 million. But most of it he's raised this year. $3 million coming out of California this year. And he really hasn't kicked it off. Now, here's what they go on to say. Trump's 2019 haul puts him ahead of the entire Democratic field with two exceptions. Harris has raised $7.5 million in her home state, and Buttigieg has received over $4.8 million in California cash. So, I personally said the Democrats would be stupid enough to pick Buttigieg as their candidate. And good for them. So regardless of who ends up winning it, here's my point. $7.5 million went to Kamala Harris. I don't think she has a shot of being the Democrats' nominee. $4.8 million went to Buttigieg. Who knows how much went to all the other candidates, even though we know Trump outraised them with his $7 million, $3 million of it this year. So all that money, that California resistance money, is having to go to a multitude of candidates and not directly targeted to Trump. I love this. They said the news doesn't bode well for the Democrats. A guy can come and pee in the punch bowl of your own party in your own, Democratic enclave. That's pretty brazen. I mean, that's just Trump dropping trowel and standing up on the table and saying, who wants some punch? You know what I'm saying? I love it. Big money defections, too. Steyer, I talked about this before, not donating, and others. Got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.